At Iowa Speedway, I'm visiting with Kevin Ross. And Kevin, I understand that you are incoming president for the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
I'm from southwest Iowa. Underwood's my hometown. Grew up there. Been farming for about 11 years now, and been involved in the organization for probably about 7 of those years.
Is that an area where you're in need of a boat and know how to swim real well?
Well, not quite where I'm at. I'm up on the hills, so if you need a boat where I am, you better be building an ark. But it's not far away from me, about 10 miles to get down to some of the bottom ground on the Missouri River. A lot of friends and neighbors down there, and some family that it's causing some major issues, crop losses and homes lost, and maybe a lot of buildings and maybe even some livelihoods. It's not a good situation down there at all.
Our prayers and thoughts go out to all of them along some of these rivers that are flooding right now. We're here at this Iowa Speedway to enjoy some race activities, culminating with the Iowa Corn Indy 250, the fifth running. Tell me about what you think about this from a grower perspective. What does it mean to you to see this race now here going into its fifth year?
Yeah, this race has been a huge event, not only for the organization, but for the grower in general. We've done a lot of promotional things with this for our members, first off, and even just from a promotional standpoint of ethanol and being able to promote our products that we grow every day. It's just a great showcase that we can use, not just in our state, but nationwide, and even a lot of these broadcasts are going worldwide because there's a lot of international drivers here. So this is something that we've thought has been a very, very good venue for us to get our messages out about the great things that Iowa corn growers and Iowa farmers are doing.
So I've asked others, I'll ask it to you, from a businessman standpoint, how do you describe your return on the investment in this for you as a corn grower and the industry?
You know, I really think that the return on investment for growers and industry with this event and also some of the other ones we're doing is really huge. To put a number on it, it'd be tough to do and tough to quantify, but I do know that we reach a whole lot of people that wouldn't be listening to what we're doing and hearing about how we're farming and the improvements we've made and the yield trends and how ethanol is very efficiently made and lots of different things along those lines. So, if you talk hard numbers, it's difficult to quantify with that, but I do know that it reaches a lot of people. I hear it every day. People tell me, after this race and for weeks after, either they were there or they heard us on the radio. And so, a lot of those people are not farmers. They're just, friends of mine back home or people even across in different states. I've had people, family members in different states call up and say, hey, we saw the messaging on Iowa Corn, on the TV or on the radio. And those are the things and the feedback that we need to hear and know our message is getting out there.
Well, I know we're focused on Indy here, but Iowa, along with some of your neighboring states, have gotten also involved in promoting with NASCAR, too. How do you feel about that whole audience that you're reaching there?
You know, NASCAR is a huge audience also. There's a lot of fans, race fans, that overlap. But also, NASCAR has their own following. And so, in their branding of NASCAR, where, people consume or they try to consume the goods that NASCAR uses very well. They do a great job of that. And so we try to, do a little bit of work in that area, and hopefully we can get our message out to those people also. It's a new experience, different realm, different people to deal with. But, we're kicking that off here this last year, and it's been so far so good. We're excited to see where this could go.
Well, the message, the word, ethanol, it's certainly getting out there, and one of the things that's always been true in the marketing and advertising realm is a repetitive message is a good thing. So yes, we may have been doing this for a few years, but really that is not a bad thing in terms of making sure that awareness is there so the consumers better understand it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The more different venues you can be at, and the more times that people are reached with that particular message, it always hits. It gets in their mind and stays in their mind. And so we want our messages to be heard, and we want people to be thinking about it when they go to the pump and they grab that handle, and either they see the label or they don't, but at least they at least they hear about it and don't believe all the negative media that there is with ethanol, because there's a lot of it, and there are a whole load of positive things that are going on with ethanol and economies, rural economies, and saving consumers' dollars, whether it's rural or urban.
Well, we'll just say go green, go American, go ethanol this weekend here at the Iowa Corn Indy 250. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.